Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everywhere. This is the place you gain insight.
Just talk sports.
The place that keeps you balanced.
Man, let the ball go. You know what I mean?
The place where you let loose.
I'm not sure you're sober right now, Johnny. I gotta be honest with you.
We are WZGC Atlanta, WZGC HD1, an intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios on this very busy, news-filled Tuesday morning already. NCAA tournament starts tonight. First four games in Dayton, Ohio. At 6:45 this evening, LIU Brooklyn against Radford, St. Bonaventure, and UCLA playing tonight. And those games will be on our sister station, WAOK. And when we get the bodies of St. Bonaventure and the UCLA Bruins. So Hugh was talking about in Hugh's World, he had to pick his games by the mascot that would win a fight. Okay? And so he had to go all the way through to the Final Four. That's how he had to pick his bracket. Wendy had to pick her bracket by using a coin flip. D had to do it by the team colors. Bo had to do it by where he'd rather vacation. I had to do it by food. I think food might have been the hardest because I had to do a lot of searching as to what the heck the food was in some places, you know? I mean, because some places are going to be the same. Like, for whatever reason, college basketball goes through Cincinnati, Ohio. You have two schools in Cincinnati, and one is a one seed, the other is a two seed, Xavier and Cincinnati. And so Xavier and Cincinnati are going to have the same food, right? Chili. Cincinnati Chili, because they're the same place. But anyway, we're going to reveal our brackets and how we came about the Final Fours. Watch, we'll actually be pretty close. Somebody who used something like, you know, mascots or team colors and actually be really good at the end of the tournament. Man, you nailed that. That's the way it always works, right?
That's how I feel about my bracket. I mean, I had a pretty good draw. I think Bo probably had a tough one. Wendy had a pretty tough one.
I was just time consuming.
Yeah.
Flipping the quarter.
Yeah. I mean, because
over and over.
Because I rationalized, you know, some of mine out. And I think I did okay. With some of them. But some of them, you know, meh.
And we'll reveal those in about, as I mentioned, in about 20 minutes from now. 63 flips of the quarter, and she came up with a national champion. I just trying to find the food of like West Virginia. What's the way? What the hell? I was like, food in Morgantown?
Venison.
I guess. I was like, what is food in Morgantown? Besides, like, you know, Arby's or something. This hour of the show.
Squirrels or rabbits?
I guess maybe. You're right. I was trying to figure it out. This hour of the show brought to you by Renner's Warehouse. As mentioned, a lot of NFL news already this morning. You may have heard the news overnight about Case Keenum coming to an agreement with the Denver Broncos. Nothing can happen until Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Winning day.
That's when the league year opens. But when these deals are announced, they're done. So Keenum getting between $18 and $20 million. We'll get final details probably a little bit later today from the Denver Broncos. That takes him off the board. That leaves Drew Brees, though, you know, I don't know how the Saints don't bring him back, but maybe they don't. I mean, you would think he would go back, but the Minnesota Vikings
things
are
have happened,
talking to him. Yeah.
But Drew Brees is going to remain a Saint. I can't see him going anywhere else.
That would mean Kirk Cousins to the Vikings or the Jets, probably down to two now, and how everything else falls out for A.J. McCarron and all the draft picks and whatnot. The other big news this morning, and this has already happened just today, just this morning, since 7 o'clock this morning, the news broke that Andrew Norwell, who is offensive guard to the Carolina Panthers, signs the richest offensive lineman deal in the history of the NFL, a five-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars that pays him a little over $13.3 million a year. That was followed by even bigger news in terms of a bigger name. Sammy Watkins, the former Clemson star, going from the L.A. Rams to the Kansas City Chiefs, a three-year $30 million guarantee for Sammy Watkins of Kansas City. And suddenly you look at that Kansas City team, with the new quarterback, Pat Mahomes, and what Big Red has there, Hugh, he's got Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, and Travis Kelce.
He's trying to make it easy for his young quarterback to thrive over there. You know, and they let go of Tom Ali, or their reports are that they're going to let Tom Ali go. So they're trying to get younger on the defensive side of the ball and get some more weapons for the young quarterback, Mahomes.
Well, getting younger on the defensive side of the ball, you're right. You get rid of Tom Ali. How about you sign Anthony Hitchens, the linebacker from the Cowboys, to a deal worth $9 million a year? That has just been brought up in the last 40 minutes or so. We're learning the Chiefs are going to get Anthony Hitchens from Dallas on a $9 million deal. So some teams have been – the Rams have been making trades. Lord knows the Cleveland Browns have been busy with all the deals they've done, Hugh. The Buffalo Bills have traded up and made trades. They just traded Cordy Glenn and to Cincinnati and traded up to now the number 12 spot in the draft. And they're probably going to trade up a little farther and maybe aiming at Denver's spot at number 5. And the Miami Dolphins have lost. They traded Jay Ajayi middle of the year last year. They cut Jarvis Landry. They've let go of Ndamukong Suh. They let go of Simmons. They're reworking the team in Miami. Some teams have been extremely active.
Yeah, they have. And you're talking about that Jarvis Landry deal. Like, his deal, they weren't going to sign him. I even think that they were kind of pressed into getting this trade done when he basically said that he was going to sign the tender. They would have been on the hook for that tender with him if he would have signed it. So they decided to trade him before he signed that tender, so they wouldn't be on the hook for that money, you know, and he'd just get his 1 year that he has left on his contract.
Yeah, I'm going to be fascinated by when all the dust settles, who's going to say who won this offseason. You know, I wanted to say the Cleveland Browns had an opportunity to win the offseason. I'm not, honestly, Hugh, I'm not really sure that a move for Tyrod Taylor is going to make me say, yeah, because I think
And not only that, John, it just started. And I think that right now to give Cleveland a grade, that would be a little bit premature, seeing that technically free agency has not started. They've made a few moves. Seems like they'll potentially make some more if they need to. But we still haven't had the draft. So it's kind of hard to say. And I think that even when you go out and you get players to make plays for you, you still have to get that continuity and that fluidity. And that remains to be seen with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, we expect. I mean, we've already had this movement with these three players being announced this morning. Again, late last night, Case Keenum. But today, Norwell, Watkins, Hitchens already moving today. It's, you know, barely 9 o'clock in the morning. We expect that all day long we're going to have news of free agents coming to agreements with teams. And who knows, maybe it is today that Kirk Cousins does make accept an offer. Though we had heard that Cousins was going to take at least one trip and maybe two. Certainly he's going to go to Minnesota. And whether he goes to Minnesota and to New York, I mean, I don't know, but he's certainly going to go to Minnesota and check out the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's smart too. You even though you have two teams on different sides of the spectrum, you have to do your due diligence and check them both out and see what they have to offer you. You know, and I know that most people say if you want to win a championship, it's no brainer, go to Minnesota. They're the team that's closest. But it's all about how you fit with them, how your comfort level with that team, and, you know, your family. Your family is important, too. That's an important decision that you have to make as a family unit, especially if you got little kids or whatnot. You know, wife has to be somewhere where she's comfortable. So I'm pretty sure that her say is going to be huge in the matter of where she wants to go.
You know, the market getting set by, for offensive linemen, getting set by Andrew Norwell. We like to think that the market was set for quarterbacks, you know, with the Jimmy Garoppolo deal. But I don't think it has been, because when Case Keenum comes in at $18 to $20 million, that's a little below, I think, what we would have thought the market might have been set at for a guy who was considered to be in the running for the MVP. If you're talking about $30 million a year potentially for Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, or you know, to come in at $18 to $20 million, that seemed
I think part of that is because, John, he kind of came up small in the playoffs. When you look at that offense and what they overcame a week before when they played the New Orleans Saints. And then to go into Philadelphia like that and lay that egg, I mean, that's the last game that you played in. I mean, that's the reason why Nick Foles, in his last game, he's highly sought after, because he did play extremely well, and he played extremely well down the stretch. You look at that last game Case Keenum was in, and it was a toss up with people who thought that Minnesota had a chance to win that game. I mean, it was like, everybody felt strong about that.
Right, the way they came down, defense, they scored right off the right off the jump, and then they got scored with 38-0 or something, right?
Yeah, and all of a sudden the wheels just fell off the wagon. So that's the reason why he's coming in like that. And you're talking about a guy who, when the season started, wasn't even your starter. So that probably had a lot to play into it as well.
And we're talking about football. The Falcons made a couple of small moves yesterday. They're just kind of roster moves in terms of positioning themselves. They placed tenders and tagged Ben Garland and Rico Allen, and they put a second-round tender on both of them, which means that if another team wants to go after Ben Garland or Rico Allen and make them an offer, should that other team sign Ben Garland, they would have to give the Falcons a second-round draft pick. And, of course, they're not going to do that for Ben Garland. It's just a way to protect Ben Garland. And if any offer came to either player, the Falcons would have the right to match that offer. And I think they want to get a long-term deal done with Rico Allen. This is just a placeholder, if nothing else, so nobody else can go out and kind of grab him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just want to make sure they have some time to negotiate with both of the guys.
Right. Talking about the NFL this morning and some of the headlines on a NCAA basketball kind of day with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's been pretty busy. Just generally, do you think it's going to be, you know, should fans be on standby? Because I think that this could get a little wild in the next 24 hours.
Are you talking about Atlanta Falcons fans?
NFL fans.
Yeah, it's definitely going to get wild. I think it will. It's going to be a lot of teams moving around. It's going to be a lot of players that are probably going to potentially move. I mean, some of the ones we talked about this morning, Ndamukong Suh. Guys like that, Sammy Watkins, guys are getting ready to get their new teams, and we're going to have press conferences in the next couple of days. So this is going to be an ongoing process, I feel, all the way up to the draft, all the way up to the draft. You're going to have teams that are going to be making moves even after the draft. There are going to be a group of guys that do not get signed until all the draft picks have found a home. I mean, that's just how it is. That's the way this thing works. Every year, you have that first tier guys that go in the first couple of days of free agency starting. Then you have that second tier that might go in the middle of the next week. Then you have that third and fourth tier that might not get signed until the season gets ready to start training camp.
When did Poe sign? He was kind of a later signing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was way late.
Yeah.
Probably week 3, 4. That's the thing. Remember the year. The 2013 free agency, so the league year start, Seattle didn't do much until like week 2 and 3. And then they started gobbling up the Michael Bennett's of the world. Week 2 is where you really get your bargain, you get your value, and you don't overpay. The market's set. These guys clearly aren't at that higher market price so that you can pay a little bit less. And for a shorter term deal, and then restructured. I mean, that's where I think the Falcons will be, is week 2 shoppers. That's where you get the real value. You don't get value at overpaying a guy like Sammy Watkins, who's played 22 games in the last 2 years and hasn't caught more than 40 passes, and he just got guaranteed $30 million for 3 seasons. It's unreal.
Well, you want to get something guaranteed? How about some guaranteed money this morning for you?
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Well, it's a secret, all right? I'm sorry. It's a secret. You text SECRET to 72881. SECRET to 72881. Come on now. You spell secret. SECRET. SECRET, 72881. SECRET to 72881. Do not text and drive. Here's a secret. You'll get in trouble. Yeah, not only will you maybe cause an accident, but the police ain't going to be too happy with you either. They're going to pull you over and write you a ticket. And there goes your $1,000 in the national signing bonus. A message and data rates may apply. Secret, SECRET, to 72881. Come on. Win some money on a Tuesday. Come on, come on, come on. Secret to 72881. John and Hugh at the Kia Studios on this very busy Tuesday talking about the NFL, looking ahead to the NFL and what could happen throughout the rest of the day. We want you to keep it on 92.9 The Game. And follow us on our Twitter, our Facebook, and online at 92.9thegame.com for the very latest and all the breaking news out of the NFL. And, of course, if you're going to be doing your basketball pool and getting ready for the tournament, you can fill out. You going to do a regular bracket? I know we did the fun brackets. Are you going to do a regular bracket?
Nah, this is good enough. I'm cool with this bracket. I mean, I want to devote too much time to brain wrestling, trying to figure out who's going to win the tournament, knowing that I really don't have a chance.
We got the inside skinny from Travis Schlenk. You know, we just did get kind of that, didn't we? Who was he liking a lot? He was liking
Villanova,
Michigan
in Virginia. Michigan was his guard start
play.
Yeah, Michigan was his start.
Put an emphasis on guard play. So that's something. But no, I'm not going to fill out another bracket.
He didn't like Kansas very much. That's for sure. He said he didn't like Kansas. He wasn't really high on Duke either. I mean, that he didn't like Kentucky, I get. I mean, Kentucky is, you know, up and down and Dow Jones and Young, and this is not exactly Calipari's best team. Does anybody here expect Kentucky to make a run to the Final Four? I don't.
Well, the last time he had a team like this, that's exactly what they did, was they made a run to the Final Four and played in the national championship game, which I believe was 2000, I want to say 14, maybe. Mm-hmm. So nothing's off the table with Calipari. His team just got hot. They got hot in the SEC tournament. And he's talented and he's deep. They got a deep roster. So absolutely they can do it. I don't necessarily think they will, because they got a tough draw, but there's a really good chance they could.
You know, one of the things I've found over the years is that if you fill out a bracket, I've seen this, is you've just got to pick the hot league, because one league will be hot, you know, and that league may be the SEC, it may be the ACC. That league will have a hot year. Big Ten had it a couple of years ago, where the Big Ten was like 9-1 or 10-1 after 11 games. You pick the league that gets hot. Maybe it's the Big East with all those powers like Xavier and Villanova, Seton Hall, Creighton and Butler, and all the teams they have in the tournament. When we get back, we had to do our Final Fours in a different sort of way. We decided not to just kind of pick them straight up. And it turned out kind of fun how we came to the conclusions of five of us. And we'll tell you what, though, we'll reveal our Final Fours as well.
They're young, opinionated, and not afraid to speak the truth. And that's the disclaimer for all you easily offended type people out there.
If you could troll them in 5 seconds, and they'll take the bait every single time.
The Bunker Mentality. Evenings from 7 to 11. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh. Hey, listen, this is the NCAA tournament. It opens tonight. The first four in Dayton, LIU, Brooklyn, and Radford at 6:45, St. Bonaventure and UCLA at 9:15, and those games are going to be on our sister station, WAOK. I know that some people wait till Thursday, or they don't really worry about these first four games so much when it comes to making our brackets.
No.
So you still are allowed to put your bracket in on Thursday. But some people have already filled out their brackets, and if you filled out your brackets, how did you do it? Did you pick the best team? Matter of fact, our Vision Computer poll, one of our polls today, is asking you how you picked out the brackets on our social media, on our Facebook page, and on our Twitter at 929 The Game, how you did your brackets. Well, Wendy came up with an idea that all five of us were going to do something a little bit unique in our brackets when we picked them.
Yeah, we were going to choose in unconventional ways, just like you may do in your office bracket pool if you don't just go with all top seeds. So, John, you had to pick by most popular food in each state that the college was in. Hugh picked on by which mascot would win in a fight, which led to an interesting conversation earlier about really odd mascots. Daryl picked by jersey colors. Bo picked by which college town would be a vacation destination. And I did the good old 50-50 coin flip.
All right, who wants to go first here? Anybody want to raise their hand to tell me how you got to your Final Four and what you did? All right, Daryl, you had colors here.
I traded with Wendy.
Yeah, we did a trade.
Yeah, you did do a trade. So you had to pick by colors.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, I just went really with the fashion of the uniform. I picked against a lot of the blue uniforms because I just don't really like a lot of them. But my Final Four ended up being Miami, North Carolina, TCU, and Murray State.
That orange, huh?
Yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Do we give our final?
You can. Who's got the best uniform? Well,
who's in your championship round and then the best?
Okay, my championship was Miami. Championship was Miami versus North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, of course, I chose North Carolina because that blue was just.
I thought you said you didn't like blue.
I don't normally like the Kentucky blue, like those blues, but that powder blue is just beautiful.
Yeah, that powder blue was hot.
And then I had
Carolina blue.
Murray State coming out of that bracket over there. I didn't like I can't stand Florida's uniform. And
not very nice.
I know. and TCU, they kind of had that purple and black, so I kind of rolled with them a little bit. But I went with North Carolina because you just can't defeat that powder blue. Their uniforms are always just bomb.
Sweet.
So by jersey colors, Daryl is going North Carolina as this year's champion.
Yeah.
All right. So she's writing it down as we go here.
I am.
All right. Next up, anybody want to take a crack? Bo, you want to go with your vacation spots?
Sure, John.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you'll go last.
Final Four.
I could go if you want to skip.
So my Final Four is
this one.
Loyola, Chicago. I guess I'm saying that right.
Loyola Chicago Rampers.
Is that because of the pizza?
It's because of the pizza. It's because of their Chicago is a really fun town. You can do so much. You go to vacation on to Chicago, and maybe like in April, you might get a Blackhawks playoff game. You'll get a Cubs game at some point during the week when you're there. You stay in the right part of town. You can walk all around that part of the city.
Stay in the right part of town.
There's restaurants galore. The bar scene is pretty hopping. It's a great place to go hang out. You might go to Ditka Steakhouse, you know. So it's a good town. It was tough because they played Miami in the first round, and I didn't pick Miami because, look, you can only go to so many beaches for vacation. You got to want to switch it up a little bit, and I have another beach town that's in my Final Four. Well,
Chicago's got a beach, too.
It's yeah, a good okay, thing John. Going second, so we all know they do. Time constraints.
I didn't pick to go second, Wendy, so just – so then my other team in the Final Four on that side is San Diego State, which I don't think I have to explain why San Diego is in there. Then I have UCLA.
What do you mean, the fish tacos? Is that what it is?
No, fish tacos work.
I'm not going there for the fish tacos.
Can we let him finish, please?
Then I have UCLA, and then I have Charleston as my rounding out my Final Four. And I have San Diego State playing Charleston in the national championship game. And San Diego State is my national champion.
Hey, Aztecs. Mighty men of Montezuma Mesa.
Wait, who's your champion?
San Diego State.
San Diego State.
Go, Dutch, go. That's their coach. Go, Aztecs. All right.
I'll go.
All right.
Because mine was literally a 50-50.
Coin flip.
So my Final Four, there's really not much to explain besides that you guys saw me flip the coin in here. That way, right. You know, I was not cheating at home and just picking whoever I wanted. My Final Four, Tennessee, Xavier on one side of the bracket, and then you have Virginia Tech and Oklahoma on the other side of the bracket. And the final two would be Xavier and Virginia Tech, with Xavier as my champion.
Wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be hilarious if that's the way it worked out?
That's not a bad one. That's not a bad
It's
one.
Not terrible, but the one, two, three, the eight before is... Okay.
Yeah.
Not happening.
My top four, as you know, it was kind of hard to get to. I mean, and a lot of the mascots I had to, like, literally, like, look up. Because some schools had more than one.
Yeah, like the Rhode Island College.
Yeah, the Scrody.
Just died.
The Scrody, they know where Scrody going to win a fight in nothing. So, my four, I picked the Miami Hurricanes. For obvious reasons, hurricane. You can't really stop a hurricane. And I picked the UNC Greensboro Spartans because, you know, they're Spartans coming out of their region.
We are Sparta.
And I picked out of the East, I picked the Wichita Wheat Shockers. I picked the Shockers to win. And out of the Midwest, I picked Duke because they're the Devils. And for my winner, I picked the Devils over the Hurricane because, you know, it's a devil. It's a devil.
So you have Duke winning it all.
Yeah, I got Duke winning it all.
And then I had to pick mine by food. This was not easy because I had to look up food. I was like, food in you know... Morgantown. I mean, what is food in Morgantown? I have no idea, you know, so I had to look it all up. So here's how I came up with the Final Four, and it's based on the best food in the area, all right? So Villanova, out of one bracket, because of the Philadelphia cheesesteaks, Hugh. You would agree. I love Philadelphia cheesesteaks. And then, all right. So the bottom half of that bracket, New Mexico State, out of Las Cruces, New Mexico, because if you've never been to New Mexico and had their green chilies, oh, man, are those things good. They have green chili festivals. The Mexico green chilies are really good. North Carolina, because of Lexington barbecue. Not fakey, you know, sweetie barbecue out of Kansas City or anywhere. No, North Carolina barbecue. It did beat fish tacos. Fish tacos was a high consideration, though, I will say. It was a high consideration. And then Creighton came out of the top one because of Omaha Steaks. So Omaha Steaks against cheese steaks in the championship game, and I went with Omaha Steaks because steaks is my favorite food in the world, and so, therefore, Creighton is my national champion. That's how I came up with it. And my bracket, Wendy's bracket is so well printed. It's like, you know, it was like the girl in third grade whose bracket you
Can anyone read John's bracket? Because...
Oh, no. But I really can't talk because you definitely can't read mine.
Because this looks like... You know, when the teacher asks you to color inside the lines,
yeah.
and then the kid just kind of scribbled all over the
paper.
Oh,
that would be me.
And then Wendy's is like perfectly printed. It's like calligraphy or something.
No, because I kind of like made up words with mine. I kind of like half words and like it's.
But I can tell who your final four are.
It's chicken scratch on mine.
So we have Duke, we have North Carolina, we have San Diego State, Xavier, and Creighton.
Creighton. Now that's not. Someone could not. No, no one's going to win.
Nah.
Oh, I don't know about Xavier. Xavier certainly has a chance.
Duke and North Carolina are pretty good. I mean, those are extremely good shots. North Carolina is the national champion.
I could have chosen cheesesteaks and gone with Villanova, which would have been a better pick, but I just like Omaha Steaks more than cheesesteak. But, yes, you and I, Bo, are on the outside looking in with the Aztecs.
Shout out to everybody who is going to take up all that time to fill out those brackets tonight. And their bracket is going to blow up on the first day. Shout out to everybody whose bracket is going to explode on the first day, because it always happens.
You can feel free to copy one of ours, too. I mean,
we're
going to put these on the website.
John, I had Nova in the Elite Eight against UCLA, and I just couldn't put the suburbs of Philly over Southern California. Just couldn't do it.
You ever been to the suburbs of Philly?
I've just been in the streets of Philly, not the suburbs.
The suburbs are nice, but to your point.
You going to vacation there?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. To your point, nah, I'd take Cali over that. But it is nice. The suburbs are nice.
So just kind of a different, interesting way to do our brackets. And I really appreciated the fact that Wendy did this, because normally, you know, you'd have a show. Well, you fill out your bracket. I'll fill out my bracket. Who's your final four? Well, it's Villanova and Kansas and, you know, whatever, you know?
It wasn't as easy for me personally. It wasn't easy because I had to look up towns too. And some of those towns, I mean, I had Omaha, Nebraska versus Manhattan, Kansas. I
mean, Cowhattan. There are no men there, just cows. That's
Bill Snyder's there.
Yeah, Bill Snyder's there. You ever been to Manhattan, Kansas?
Nope. Yep. There's a reason.
Not a lot going on in Manhattan. Okay, it's kind of just there. Just saying. I'm not dogging Kansas State, but there's not a whole lot. But see, and that's funny because Lawrence, Kansas, where the University of Kansas is. Is a gorgeous town. I love Lawrence, Kansas. One of my two or three favorite college towns in the country. I think Lawrence, Kansas is really cool. Right up there with State College of Pennsylvania, which I think probably number one college town I've ever been to.
I don't think I've ever been to Kansas.
I've been through Kansas.
Seen Kansas on the Wizard of Oz.
Wendy.
I think that kind of like trumps everybody else's Kansas story.
Yeah. Anytime you throw the Wizard of Oz in there,
are you going to take pictures of those brackets and send them out too? Or?
It's going to go. They're going to go up on the website at 929thegame.com.
My scratch is going to go up against your calligraphy. You win. Okay.
Well, no, it's kind of embarrassing. You spelled Cincinnati wrong, so
I spelled every word on my bracket wrong. So it's like if they're judging me for my grammar, then you know what, you can go to the school of Rhode Island School of Design.
Abbreviate.
Bruh.
I didn't say nothing wrong. Some people probably still don't know what their mascot is.
By the way, if you are at work, do not Google that at work.
Google it on your phone.
Google it on your phone.
The best is the Chokers, though. And, you know, I did a little bit of research on the Chokers, the Grayson State Chokers or whatever they are. Grays Harbor Chokers. They're called the Chokers because they choke wood. They choke it. They choke it down.
Yo.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
Wait,
they choke wood. They choke lumberjacks.
Sure they do.
Really?
No, seriously. They're lumberjacks.
No,
and
you.
They choke the wood. They,
yo.
Like,
we
they,
got it. We got it.
It's called when you put the wood.
We got it.
Okay, fine.
Bro.
I'm trying to give y'all some clarity.
We got
that
it.
That was too much clarity.
Yeah. Wood chokers.
Grace the Harbor Wood Chokers.
What's wrong with you, man?
Go Chokers. Give me a C.
And we lost you.
Well, if we missed something today, I don't know what we did. But if we did, Wendy, I'll have it next to the Wendy Zone. I don't know what we could possibly have missed today. As we continue on the... all right, I'll get it back on track. Choo-choo. On Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
Back up off me.
But great sports talk.
Right.
John and you.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up! It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, we knew it was going to be news all morning, and NFL free agency news has been hot this morning, including two new ones. Former Panthers defensive tackle Star Lotulelei intends to sign a 5-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. That came from Adam Schefter. And then Ian Rappaport reporting the Saints and quarterback Drew Brees have struck a two-year deal worth $50 million, $27 million guaranteed.
Wow, here you go. So Drew Brees on the board, according to Ian Rappaport. 2 years, $50 million, $27 million guaranteed. All right, kind of sets that market there for them. And that's about what I think we would have expected,
I mean,
right?
That's a nice little payday. Mm-hmm. That's a nice payday for a quarterback who's
for
been.
2 years?
Yeah, that's a lovely payday.
By the way, I was just telling Rick, because the Lotulelei just broke as well, Star Lotulelei. A couple of things to note about that. One, Carolina lost Andrew Norwell and Star Lotulelei today. Let's not keep that in mind. I mean, those are two big blows to the Carolina Panthers on both sides of the line here. You lose a starting guard and that you could count on, and you're.
Feel terrible for him.
Yeah. Cry me a river.
Here's the world's smallest violin yeah. for the.
But they're probably going to try to replenish those in the draft, and they're going to be able to put themselves in position to make moves. The thing that strikes me is that we haven't even started the new NFL season yet, and we've already got deals that are guaranteed to under this legal tampering scenario.
I tell you, Buffalo is the team positioned best now to really have a tremendous offseason. Getting Star Lotulelei to go with trading up to the number 12 pick, which I think they'll package that in a second rounder to try and move up to Denver's number 5 for a quarterback. They'll still have number 22. They could end up with Star Lotulelei and Daron Payne on that defensive line.
That's possible. Or they might get a quarterback. You know, you just never know. You never know what their intentions are at that position. That's the beautiful part about the draft is that, you know, you see teams jockeying for position. And when they get to where they want to be, they throw you for a loop and get somebody who nobody anticipated them getting.
We've all been kind of scratching our heads at what the Dolphins may do. Ian Rappaport also reporting that the Dolphins are planning to sign former Chiefs wide receiver Albert Wilson to a three-year deal worth $24 million, and that's $8 million per for a guy who has, I think, 7 career touchdowns.
Yeah, Albert Wilson gets $8 million a year from Miami? Really?
And
Golden Tate then severely underpaid.
So anyone that's complaining about Mohamed Sanu's contract now can just go ahead and stop.
Yeah, right.
Because now it's an extreme bargain. Albert Wilson, what a joke.
What a joke. I mean, yeah, I mean, wow, okay.
Well,
news
is starting to come out fast
it is.
And furious.
It is, and we want you to stay with 92.9 The Game all day. Again, the breaking news on Drew Brees' contract. 2 years, $50 million with the Saints. Star Lotulelei going to the Buffalo Bills. Among all the other things that have happened already this morning, Sammy Watkins going to the Chiefs. So just
Norwell
to
Jacksonville Norwell was the Jacksonville. First story. Becomes the highest paid offensive lineman in the league.
So stand by for news.
Absolutely. Well, we were just talking about our March Madness brackets with the tournament really getting underway tonight with the first four. Well, Warren Buffett's annual Berkshire Hathaway NCAA tournament contest has another really unreal prize this year. If an employee of Warren Buffett's picks a perfect Sweet 16, now this is not a perfect bracket, but a perfect Sweet 16, which is still tough, he or she will win $1 million a year for life.
Wow.
For life. So every year they have $1 million. As far as we know, Buffett is unaware that the odds are that high.
No, he knows.
Oh, he knows.
You best believe that. Like, he knows.
But there's another thing on top of this bet that he's making with his employees. If the Creighton Blue Jays or Nebraska Cornhuskers win the tournament, the prize will double.
Well, you know what? Nebraska's not in, so.
Correct. So all you have to
do. That's pretty safe.
Yes.
Hey, I had Creighton winning
you
it.
You have Creighton, but you have to be a Warren Buffett employee.
And not only that, you have to get, like, I think that
16.
Caveat, yeah, you got to get the Sweet 16 right and have Creighton winning it all.
You can only submit once because I would submit, like, thousands of them. Sweet 16, Creighton
winning. Has anyone ever gotten a Sweet 16 correct?
No, I thought you said if Warren Buffett ever had to make good on his deal, because he does this.
He hasn't. No, because normally it's been.
Yeah, I mean, people have gotten Sweet 16s. I mean, has anybody? Oh, yeah, people get Sweet 16s correct. Yeah, sure they do.
That's still impressive to me. Well, if you're an employee.
Too bad you don't work for Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett could be up to $2 million if Creighton ends up winning the entire thing.
Is Buffett so you have to get every single game right? Because people.
No, it's just the 16.
Because people get the Sweet 16, right?
I'm saying, I think it's every single game because a lot of people get the Sweet 16 all the time. They've had people have perfect brackets before.
Well, I think it's because no one has won his contest before.
Oh, of his employees?
Of his employees.
Somebody might win that this year. That seems like a pretty easy, well, not an easy, but an easier get. You know, getting the Final Four right is really hard.
I mean, last year everyone's Sweet 16 was kind of busted right off the jump, though.
Yeah, it went kaput.
Didn't Duke go out really early last year?
Was it Duke?
Or what was the team that went out really early last year and kind of busted everyone's bracket super early? I forget, but
yeah, I can't remember.
It was wild last year. Well, Tom Brady has one of the strictest diets in professional sports. It's been well documented. You know, he has the Tom Brady cookbook. Well, as part of that diet, Tom Brady rarely drinks alcohol, but when he does, he can chug with the best of them because he was on Stephen Colbert last night, and this is what happened.
I'd say cheeseburger, pizza, beer, things like that.
Dude, you don't drink beer?
Rarely. Damn. I was pretty good beer chugger back in the day.
You were a good beer chugger?
Yeah.
Do you want to chug a beer? I'm okay. Do you want to do this? Again, this is for
the
kids.
Are we competing or are we chugging?
I don't know if you're a competitive guy.
Let's try.
Yes. Somebody time it. Okay, how do we start this? Okay, so we just click and go? All right, okay.
Can we spill?
We can spill.
All right, ready?
One and a half seconds for Tom Brady.
What is a spill? I don't understand that. What you mean, like you overflow the beer, like to pour some of it out on the ground? What is that?
To chug a beer?
Yeah.
Just gulp it down?
No, you said, but do they spill? What does that mean? I don't understand.
It means when you're turning the beer up, if you have to drink it where it all goes in your mouth, because you can chug a beer where you pour it up and it just starts spilling out of your mouth and stuff, and you're not drinking some of the beer.
Uh-huh.
You know how, remember when Stone Cold was wrestling and he would like pour a beer in his mouth?
Yeah.
And three-fourths of the beer would not go in his mouth?
Yeah.
That's a good example of bad spillage.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted some clarity. That's all. Just wanted some clarity.
Notice how no one else said anything.
No, because so I didn't know. Because I'm like, I haven't chugged too many beers. I've chugged a few, but not too many.
I don't drink beer.
But that's spillage. Because it's important, because a real professional beer chugger, he ain't in it to spill his beer. He wants to drink all the beer and chug it. So
you don't drink beer, Wendy?
I only drink ciders, and that's not really considered beer by most beer.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is breaking news all over the place in the NFL. As we go through the day, you want to stay right here. Again, Drew Brees, it looks like $50 million over 2 years with the New Orleans Saints, so any hope we had of him going to the Minnesota Vikings. Puts the Vikings in a bind now with Kirk Cousins, because they better get Cousins there. You got, what do you got? And we continue next in a moment. Rick and John, top of the hour at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.